At our spring 2005 meeting, we bishops of the United States found it timely to issue a statement renewing our commitment to Catholic elementary and secondary schools in the third millennium. We're committed to continue a long-standing tradition. We Catholics of the United States inherited the rich tradition of building and maintaining Catholic schools from our immigrant ancestors. In a milieu that was less than friendly to the Catholic Church and its faith in the early days of our nation, our forebears had to both nurture and protect the faith for their descendants. Founding what would truly become a monumental school system was one of their initiatives. Excellence in education and religious formation became a hallmark of our schools, thanks largely to dedicated religious women and men who embraced our educational mission with zeal and at great sacrifice. In 1999, the late Pope John Paul II, in his exhortation, The Church in America, said Catholic schools play a vital role in the evangelizing mission of the Church. They are, and I quote, "the privileged environment in which Christian education is carried out. Catholic schools are at once places of evangelization, of complete formation, of enculturation, of apprenticeship in a lively dialogue between young people of different religions and social backgrounds. Our Catholic schools play a vital role in the development of a spiritual and moral culture in our country for our children and future generations." In a reflection on the church that John Paul II left behind, among other issues, author George Weigel describes the malaise in Europe. He notes that the late Holy Father tried to offer a positive program for Europe's cultural revival. The Pope suggested that Europe's greatest need was not for a common currency or a new constitution, but for hope. He said the most urgent matter Europe faces in both East and West is a growing need for hope, a hope that will enable us to give meaning to life and history. In describing how Europe's lost hope expresses itself, the Pope said it was in a kind of practical agnosticism and religious indifference, whereby many Europeans gave the impression of living without spiritual roots, somewhat like heirs who have squandered a patrimony, in a fear of the future, in the inner emptiness that grips many people, in a selfishness that closes individuals and groups in upon themselves, and of course, in the diminished number of births. This is what happens when living without spiritual roots. Weigel comments that Europe is also suffering from self-inflicted historical amnesia, and which Christianity's contributions to the formation of Europe's civilization are being denied. We do well to reflect on the malaise that afflicts Europe, because our country is no less immune to the impact of the negative effects of secular materialism. Amnesia about the necessary influence of Christian spirituality and morality leads to a loss of hope, because it divests culture of its authentic meaning. As our bishop's statement says, "Our young people are the church of today and tomorrow. It is imperative that we provide them with schools ready to address their spiritual, moral, and academic needs. Our challenge today is to provide schools close to where our Catholic people live, in areas where there currently are no Catholic schools. We should try to open schools that have a mission to evangelize. Wherever possible, Catholic schools should remain available and accessible in all areas of a diocese for children who are from poor and middle-class families who face major economic challenges. In addition, Catholic schools should be available to students who are not Catholic and who wish to attend them. This has been a proud part of the history of Catholic schools in the 19th and 20th centuries. We must continue this outreach in the new millennium. We must also serve the increasing Hispanic Latino population, which makes up 39% of our current Catholic community. Hispanics, Latinos make up 41% of Catholics under the age of 30 and 44% of Catholics under the age of 10. The bishop's statement proposes an enormous challenge. Maintaining our Catholic schools in any environment is hard work. The need for resources, both to maintain and enhance Catholic school facilities, the need to provide reasonable salaries for teachers and administrators, the need to provide tuition assistance for the economically challenged, all of these needs are formidable. Providing for schools in some of our rural communities and in Center City, Indianapolis, is even more difficult. With the generous assistance of those who enjoy greater resources, we will continue to do our best. It is a part of our inherited mission as Catholics in the United States. Our hard work promises a future full of hope for our children.